Turn to the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 15. 1 Corinthians, chapter 15. Now I make known to you, brethren, the gospel which I preached to you, which also you received, which also you stand, by which also you are saved, if you hold fast the word which I preached to you, unless you believed in vain. For I delivered to you as of first importance what I also received, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, that He was buried, and that He was raised on the third day according to the Scriptures, and that He appeared to Cephas, then to the 12. After that He appeared to more than 500 brethren at one time, most of whom remain until now, but some have fallen asleep. Then He appeared to James, and then to all the apostles. And last of all, as to one untimely born, He appeared to me also. For I am the least of the apostles. I am not fit to be called an apostle, because I've persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God I am what I am, and His grace toward me did not prove vain. But I labored even more than all them, yet not I, but the grace of God with me. Whether then it was I or they, so we preached, and so you believed. Now if Christ is preached that He has been raised from the dead, how do some among you say that there is no resurrection of the dead? But if there is no resurrection of the dead, not even Christ has been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, then our preaching is vain, your faith also is vain. Moreover, we are even found to be false witnesses of God, because we testified against God that He raised Christ, whom He did not raise, if in fact the dead are not raised. For if the dead are not raised, not even Christ has been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, your faith is worthless. You are still in your sins. Then those also who have fallen asleep in Christ have perished. If we have hoped in Christ in this life only, we of all men most to be pitied. But now Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who are asleep. For since by a man came death, by a man also came the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, so also in Christ all will be made alive, but each in his own order. Christ the first fruits. Thank you. I looked up, and when I looked down, I totally lost it. But each in his own order, Christ was the first fruits. After that, those who are Christ's at His coming. Then comes the end, when He hands over the kingdom to God and Father, when He has abolished all rule and authority and power. For He must reign until He has put all enemies under His feet. The last enemy that will be abolished is death. For He has put all things in subjection under His feet. But when He says all things are put in subjection, it is evident that He is expected who put all things in subjection to Him. When all things are subjected to Him, when the Son Himself also will be subjected to the One who subjected all things to Him, so that God may be all in all. Shall we pray? Our gracious Heavenly Father, I pray that You would help us to quiet our hearts, that we would take the busyness of the day, the affairs of this life, and just set aside over the next few minutes to focus upon the teaching and the Word of God. I pray, Holy Spirit, that You would illumine our hearts and minds to the truth of the Word of God. The Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. May it bed itself into the heart of the believer, edify where edification is necessary.